I want to ask you what you think about the idea of a million residents in Gaza moving south in a 24-hour period, which is what Israel is telling people to do. They dropped leaflets to do it. You have a number of humanitarian organizations saying this is impossible. It's going to lead to catastrophic consequences. Hamas is saying don't leave. I understand militarily why they would not want the civilian population to leave. They want to use them as much as possible as human shields. Have you seen mass migrations of people like that? Is that possible?
Look, moving a million people in 24 hours is a difficult task, but I've also never seen a military on the cusp of an invasion give a warning to the adversaries that they're coming in and to allow citizens some time, if you will, to flee. Look, it's a tough situation. It was a situation brought on by these atrocious, terrible, barbaric terrorist acts by Hamas, killing over 1,300 Israelis, murdering, raping, slaughtering children, the elderly. And now on top of that, we know that we have 130 to 150 hostages in Gaza. I'd like to see these UN agencies come out and demand that Hamas release the hostages. That would be a great gesture as well. But it's a tough situation. Israel has every right to proceed, and I think they'll do so professionally. And I think they've given fair warning. And then I think, I'm in favor of opening up a humanitarian corridor in the south, but I would limit that to women, children, and the elderly, and try and address that side of the problem that way.